KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes posted five players in double figures in an 87-56 win over North Dakota State last night in a game heard here on KJAN. Despite the win, Coach Fran McCaffrey was not pleased with 18 turnovers in the final 10 minutes of the game.
You know, we did not practice well the last couple days, and that was a little bit disappointing. And then, you look at 18 turnovers, and you look at the last 10 minutes of the game, which was really sloppy. But the reality is, we did what we had to do to secure the game. You know, we were up 38, if not 40 at one point, against a good team, a team that we respect.
McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes will need to play much better on Thursday when they play Texas in New York City.
First half rebounding numbers were not what we were hoping for. But we come back in the second half, 45-33. So that's good. You're looking at multiple guys in doubles. Woody and Gabe both with double doubles. A lot of good stuff. But you go back to, we can't have 18 turnovers.
Gabe Olesheny had 14 points and 11 rebounds, while Adam Woodbury added 10 points and 11 boards as Iowa improves to 2-0 with that victory. Iowa State broke open a close game early in the second half as they post an 81-58 victory over Georgia State last night in Hilton Coliseum.
The thing that bothered me the first half is we weren't playing with pace at all, and we had to do that. We could get early post-ups against it. Once we in the second half got the ball, got the floor flattened out and got the ball into the corners, we got anything we wanted, whether it was a post-up, a flash to the strong elbow, or a skip to the opposite side where we had wide open shots. And look, we missed a few early, but we hung in there. And then again, second half, we made some adjustments, and I thought our guys went out and executed great.
Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg there. Monte Morris led five Cyclones in double figures with 19 points, and ISU had 23 assists in that game.
Against the zone, you should have good movement. You should be able to take advantage of some things. And, when you draw two guys onto one, if you make the right play, you should be able to get an assist. Whether Monte, I thought, had a lot of hockey assists tonight, the pass that led to the assist. But overall, you got to be happy with the 23 assists and only 11 turnovers.
Iowa State's a 2-0 now on the young season. Elsewhere in top 25 college basketball, 8th-ranked Florida absorbed its first loss of the season. Angel Rodriguez scored 24 points, including a huge three with 16 seconds left in Miami's 69-67 comeback win against the Gators. 7th-ranked Louisville crushed Jacksonville State 88-39. Chris Jenkins at 15 points, leading number 12 Villanova to an 81-44 rout of Maryland Eastern Shore. Number 13 Gonzaga rolled over number 22 SMU 72-56. And Michigan had a 77-53 romp over Bucknell. Well, the weekly top 25 not changed very much, just a couple of slight adjustments from last week's poll. Kentucky remains the top-rated team, with Arizona, Wisconsin, Duke, and Kansas the top five. North Carolina, Louisville, Florida, Virginia, and Texas round out the top 10. Some other notables include Wichita State at number 11. Iowa State stays put at number 14 this week. Oklahoma is at 18 this week, up a spot. They switch with Michigan State, who is at 19. Ohio State is 20, Nebraska 21, and Michigan ranked 24th in this week's poll. Des Moines will host first and second round games of the NCAA men's basketball tournament in 2016. The NCAA announced Monday that Iowa's capital city will be among eight sites to host early round games next season. Landing such a prestigious event is a major coup for Des Moines, which has hoped to host the NCAA tournament ever since Wells Fargo Arena opened in 2005. The arena hosted the NCAA women's basketball tournament, which included legendary Tennessee coach Pat Summitt's final game, and the NCAA wrestling championships in 2013. Iowa State will serve as the tournament host, so the Cyclones can't play in Des Moines in 2016. Iowa State senior tight end E.J. Bibbs has been named a semifinalist for the John Mackey Award, announced by the Friends of John Mackey yesterday. The Mackey Award is given annually to the nation's best tight end, and Bibbs is now one of eight tight ends in the running to win that coveted award. A senior from Chicago, Bibbs has posted impressive stats in his final season as a Cyclone, leading all Power 5 conference tight ends in catches per game and tying for first among all Power 5 tight ends in touchdown receptions with seven. Bibbs' seven TD catches is tied for 23rd nationally and tied for 7th on Iowa State's all-time single-season chart. His 40 catches on the year is the second most by an ISU tight end in school history. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers dominated the Titans on the stat sheet Monday night, outgaining them 206 yards to 48 on the ground and picking up 27 first downs compared to 13 for Tennessee. But the Steelers needed a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns to turn a 24-13 deficit into a 27-24 win over the Titans last night. The 7-4 Steelers are percentage points behind first-place Cincinnati in the AFC North, while the Titans fall to 2-8. Well, Miami Marlins have seen many outstanding players come and go during their 22 seasons in existence, but they weren't about to lose Giancarlo Stanton. The all-star outfielder and this year's National League MVP runner-up has agreed to the most lucrative package for an American athlete, a 13-year contract worth $325 million. That contract tops the $292 million 10-year deal Miguel Cabrera agreed to with the Detroit Tigers in March. Stanton has a no-trade clause and can opt out of the contract after 6 years. The 25-year-old Stanton led the National League with 37 home runs, a .555 slugging average, and 299 total bases last season, while hitting .288 with 105 RBIs. The Toronto Blue Jays have landed a new starting catcher. A person with knowledge of the deal says the Jays and free agent Russell Martin have agreed to a 5-year, $82 million contract. The three-time All-Star hit .290 with 11 homers and 67 RBIs last season, while also helping the Pirates to a second straight playoff berth. The Atlanta Braves have traded outfielder Jason Hayward and reliever Jordan Walden to the St. Louis Cardinals for pitcher Shelby Miller and a minor leaguer. That deal ends Hayward's tenure with his hometown team and lands a young pitcher to bolster Atlanta's rotation. Hayward was due to make $7.8 million next season and then become eligible for free agency. The 25-year-old Hayward never lived up to the expectations after a brilliant rookie season when he homered in his first at-bat and was voted to the All-Star game. This past season, he hit .271 with 11 homers, 58 RBIs, and 20 stolen bases. He also won his second Gold Glove. Miller went 10-9 with a .374 ERA for the Cardinals after going 15-9 with a .306 ERA as a rookie in 2013. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.